folks. You're chowing down on Dunkin's Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage. Enjoy yourself.
All right. It is done in entertainment. Take it as entertainment. So please don't take it any other way.
Don't take any notice what the public think. So much time with TV, just don't wanna think. YouTube as a target, demanding advice, but you don't wanna hear it. So you're full of fuss. Good, I hope a salary. Cause I do, of course I do. Oh, a salary. Cause I do, of course I do. Oh, a salary. Cause I fucking do.
Hello and welcome to the Dunkin's Donuts show here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. So wet today. It's so rainy. Ugh, it was nice and then it is not nice now. It's very quiet. Everyone here at the station has left. All the staff are in Abbotsford for the National Campus Radio Association conference. It's just me here. It's very, very strange. On today's show, gonna play a few more maritime bands. I was there a couple weeks ago, had a great trip, and still working my way through the backlog of great bands I heard about. Some other great new stuff. Sheer Mag has just put out a new song. We'll give a listen to that. Some new Ariel Pink, some new Grizzly Bear, maybe. Lots of good stuff. Good stuff. At the top, we heard Crass from their Best Before 1984 comp. That was the song, Do They Owe Us a Living? And I'm sending that out to British voters. I hope you do the right thing. Vote for the many, not the few. And it seems very unlikely, but hopefully Theresa May won't be Prime Minister tomorrow and Jeremy Corbyn will take over. Here's fingers crossed, even though it seems like a long shot. So let's give a listen to a song by a new band. They're called Building Confidence Through Play. They feature Danica, who was a member of Old and Weird, a great Halifax band, and also David Barclay, whom you may know from bands like The Diskettes and Endless Bummer. So this is the song What I Really Want to Know, and it's from the album, or well, it's a demo from Second Band on the Moon. And you can find out more about Building Confidence Through Play, this band, from their LinkedIn page. That is their only social media presence. There's no Bandcamp. There's yet, at least, there's no Twitter or Facebook page. There's a LinkedIn page. So look out for that. Here is Building Confidence Through Play.
What I really wanna know, how can you know? artist songs, R&B songs. You hear rapping metal songs. You hear rapping in movies and soundtracks and everything. As long as the people that control the money can make a dollar off of rap, it'll keep growing.
All right, that was Newfoundland's BBQT with their title track, their namesake track. I don't know, what do you call it when it's the name of everything? It's their album, their band, and the song. It's the everything song. Before that, we heard Not You from Halifax with their song LL from the new EP Misty. And at the top, we heard Building Confidence Through Play from Halifax with their song What I Really Want to Know. Let's move it back to the West Coast. Band called Human Loser. Pretty fun. I really like this new song of theirs called Yup. Not just an affirmative, also an abbreviation. Yeah, yup. Let's give a listen to that. This is Human Loser calling us all out.
Mac and Tosh and your brand new dogs. I saw you pay $10 for a hot dog.
All right, that was Skunt with their cover of La Tigra's 2001 song, Decepticon. And that's from the album Could Be Tighter. That was one of my the highlights of this past Music Waste, which happened last weekend. Skunt played at Redgate on a bill with Swim Team and a new band called Braintree, featuring Dan Geddes of Peace and Selena of Supermoon. And I had never heard of Skunt. I was outside for a bit, catching some fresh air, came back inside, and pandemonium. The whole place was jumping and writhing around. It was really great. And they closed their set with that cover, and it blew my mind. So, yeah, Skunt, great discovery at this year's Music Waste. I hope all of you got a chance to go out last weekend, see some live music. I was very happy to see Cult Babies play again. That was really good. And who else? Well, I saw a bunch of bands. They were all good. Lots of good stuff. Big thanks to Eleanor and Julie and Nelly and Andy and Chavi and Yaz and everyone that helped out with Music Waste. It was a really fantastic festival, and you should be very proud of your accomplishment. Vancouver owes you a debt of gratitude. Thank you. All right. Before Skunt, we heard Nice Apple from their album, Nice Apple in Hebrew, something like that. I tried to do a Google translation, and it's works out to Apple's Nice, something like that. That was the song I Feel Bad. And at the top, we heard Human Loser from Yup. Both Human Loser and Nice Apple are playing in about a week and a half together. They're playing at, I don't know where it is, actually. It's one of those ask around type situations, but they're playing with Cruel Sport and Fake Fruit. And I believe that Nice Apple are releasing a cassette at that party. So check that out. June 16th should be a fun show. Yes. All right. Moving on. Another band that I wasn't able to see at Music Waste, but that I heard a bunch about, was called Palm Oil. I wanted to give them a spin. So let's give a listen to Burn Baby Burn. This is from the new Palm Oil EP. Here we go. Boom.
Understand subtlety. between us, a generation split, one leg on each continent.
Right, so that was Century Palm with their song Dead Soon. I guess everything's relative, you know, in the grand scheme of things. We'll all be dead soon. That was the song from a compilation called Pentagon Black Number 2. Fascinating project led by Raymond Biesinger, a illustrator and musician in Montreal. You may know him from the band The Famines. And looks like he's going to be giving me a call at the station on air next Thursday. So next show, we'll have an interview with Raymond about the Pentagon Black series. They just released number 3, and it's a pretty cool project that collects bands from almost across the country. They haven't made it to the West Coast yet. They made it to Calgary, Edmonton, but not past Alberta. So we'll also talk about trying to rectify that. Before that, we heard Puzzlehead from their new cassette. It's called Trucks, and that was the song Detective. And at the top, we heard Palm Oil from a new EP. called Palm Oil, the song Burn Baby Burn. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin's Donuts with you for another 26 minutes. Up next, Sheer Meg, one of Philadelphia's finest bands. They have a new record coming out called Need to Feel Your Love. We're going to listen to the title track, and they are going to be coming to town. They're playing September 25th at... Really? Oh. September 25th at the Rickshaw. And there's a pre-sale on right now. If you do a little bit of sleuthing online, you'll find the pre-sale code. I think it's Love or something like that. Anyways, Sheer Meg. Saw them at the Astoria last summer. It was fantastic. Definitely recommend them. And it should be a good show. So let's give a listen without any further ado. Kind of a funky number. It's got a little bit of a strut to it. I like it. This is Sheer Meg. All right, that was New Walter TV from their album Carpe Diem, the song Graceland. Before that, we heard Dopey's Robe from their new album Rock Steady New Mexico. That was the song Spit on the Wall. Great advice. And at the top, we heard Sheer Mag from their new album, Need to Feel Your Love. That was the title track. Okay, I'm going to pass on Grizzly Bear and Ariel Pink this week. We'll listen to that next week. Said we're going to move on to Tops from Montreal. They have a new record out last Friday called Sugar at the Gates. This is the song Further. This is Montreal's Tops. No, this is Montreal's Tops. There we go.
It's all over now. I was hypnotized by why we could not give a life. Used to think that I was in the thank you.
kissed you in a style Clark Gable would have admired. I thought it classic.
All right, so that was The Sixths from their 1995 album Wasps' Nests. That was the song Here in My Heart with Anna Domino, one of that is a Stephen Merritt project. And before that, we heard The Postal Service from their 2003 album Give Up. That was the song Clark Gable. And at the top, we heard Tops from Sugar at the Gates, their brand new album. That was the song Further. That Postal Service song and Sixth song and the next song all go out to Anna, my very special and lovely partner, who's celebrating her birthday tomorrow. So I wanted to send those out. Happy birthday, Anna. We're going to eat some delicious food tomorrow. So stay tuned. Kaden is up next with K-Pop Cafe. A lot of other great programs here on CHR. He is here now. I am no longer alone in the studios, which is nice. Good to see a friendly face. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with an interview with Raymond of the Pentagon Black compilation series. And yeah, that's going to do it. Have a good weekend, everybody. This is Weird War from their album, If You Can't Beat 'Em, Bite 'Em. This is AK-47 going out to my favorite AK-47. Anna. Here we go.